I got no country, and I don't have no flag. And I got a damn thing to fight if I go up there and get half my ass blowed off and come back home and can't even draw unemployment.
Man, then there's a lot of funky things in this country, and there's good things too. But you run into more funky than you good.
What can we? As being the people without revolution, you know, without political, social, and economical change, be a part of America.
I can say it in one word, brother.
Yes, sir. Politics.
Thank you.
Politics.
First time I discovered I was black was at the Interstate Fair in Pensacola, Florida. And, you know, it was one of those things. I was standing there, I was working behind this little counter where they throw the balls, the knock over the milk bottles. And this one cat threw the ball, knocked down two of the milk bottles, and one of them, was certain one of them almost fell, and he said that I kept it from falling over, and he spit on me. Called me a black, nasty, lying nigga.
My brother made me where I was a nigga, because he's high yelling. You dig? He's lighter than I am, right? So we was playing with some people, you know, we was running around doing this, doing that, and then they called him over, we was playing with some white kids, and they called him over, and they whispered something in his ear, you know. So we went home, we was going home, and my brother told me I was a nigga. And I looked at this sucker, because I didn't know what a nigga was, you know. But these white boys, they identified with him because he was light-skinned. Dig, so he went and he told my mother that I was a black nigga and that he was a white boy.
Well, you know something.
You dig? Yeah. But dig, so well, see, my mother's bad. My mother checked that out, and so she said, okay, cool, well then I'm not your mother because all my kids are niggas.
I told my mother what happened, you know, and that this white girl called me a nigga, and what does it mean? You know, so she said, well, wait till your father gets home. He'll explain it to you. You know, and when my old man got home, I told him about it, and you know, he kind of gave me a weird look, and he said, look, let me tell you something. He said, the next time somebody calls you a